Good evening and welcome to the second edition of the new Alphabet School, this time on the practice of situating. The new Alphabet, as a long-term curatorial research project here at HKW, started in January this year and will run until the end of 2021. Investigating how common reference points and collective action can be enabled without fitting them all into one universal matrix of knowledge, such as an alphabet. Alphabets are specific kinds of phonographic sign systems. Not any kind of letters are alphabets. Alphabets are built on a finite number of discrete symbols. In fact, there are only around 24 alphabets in existence. All other forms of writing are, or rather were, non-alphabetic. Chinese letters, for instance, carry meaning rather than being mere abstractions of sounds like alphabetic letters, which can be randomly combined and thus have a different potential for adaption, appropriation, but also for constituting a hegemonic, all-encompassing structure. That's also due to the fact that with alphabets, discrete symbols and a finite number, you can do maths, because you can use the letters as variables. As such operational tools, alphabets in the past 2,000 years were exported from the Mediterranean to virtually everywhere on the planet. Hardly any other writing system prevails alongside the alphabetic one, which brings with it the logic of calculation, measurement, and quantification. With the project, the new alphabet, Das Neue Alphabet, and the acronym of the German title is DNA, of course, another contemporary alphabet alongside the binary code. With the project, the new alphabet, HKW looks at encounters of different alphabets and of alphabetical and non-alphabetical ways of thinking, in order to carve out possibilities of difference within such universalizing structures, because we do assume there's no outside of them. Instead, we want to create networks of solidarity between different forms of knowledge production. Within this frame, the new Alphabet School is the place for thinking and practicing together on the basis of different research practices in academia, the arts, curating, writing, and activism. After our HKW project Dictionary of Now, which is somewhat a precursor to the new alphabet and in which we were trying to rethink terminologies and to situate universal concepts in specific localized conflicts, and the Dictionary of Now publication has just been published with Madison Seitz and is available in the bookstore outside. With the new alphabet school, we try to go one step further. This time, the focus does not lie on individual scholars reworking and deconstructing overcome terminologies with which we can no longer describe our present time, but we focus on how collective practices socially reorganize processes of knowledge production. By doing that, we find ourselves in a wonderful company of an expanding field of practice-based research, often also called artistic or curatorial research, or, as Natalie Lovelace calls it in Canada, research creation. Not being bound to academic disciplines as a cultural institution, we, however, want to take the transdisciplinary frame of practice-based research even further and create these solidarity networks between practices of knowledge production in and outside academia, in and outside art academies. Members of the new Alphabet School do not need any sort of degree or institutional frame to join. All they need is to consider their practice meaningful and maybe have an affinity to critical theory, it turns out, because that seems to be one crucial common reference point. Members of the Alphabet School are translators, curators, coordinators, activists, cultural workers or NGO workers, or free-floating thinkers and intellectuals. Each of the 11 editions of the new Alphabet School is dedicated not to a theoretical terminology, but to a research practice. These are translating, that was in June situating, we're doing now, and the coming ones are coding, transmitting, caring, survivance, instituting, community building, healing. Who would have thought that's a research practice, but for us it's a very crucial one, weaving and commoning. And these are all not our curatorial ideas, but they all come out of the community of New Alphabet School members. Already with the Unlearning Place in January, a winter school that lasted 5 days and was situated at the heart of an extensive exhibition and lecture program in the foyer of HKW, the New Alphabet Opening Days, we invited artistic, curatorial, and activist collectives to teach 80 selected participants their practices and to relate them to the discursive program around them. Among these collectives were Tactical Technology Collective, teaching practices of understanding how technology shapes our perception and how we can protect ourselves from surveillance systems and metadata tracking. There was a group from Damascus living in Berlin, Ferra's Publishing Practices, a design collective who investigate exchange process between European and Arab publishing spheres by indexing purchasing histories of large libraries in Damascus, who are of course also threatened by extinction in the current war. And there were, amongst others, Each One Teach One, an Afro-German initiative that has been existing since the 1990s, mapping Afro-German history and creating a library and an archive documenting the still largely invisible part of German history. Each research practice, thus, is embedded in a situation of urgency in which knowledge production becomes an act of appropriation or even of stealing from the university, as Fred Moten and Stefano Harney put it, in the university and the undercommons. Here you have some impressions of how that unlearning place unfolded outside in the foyer. From the group of 80 participants of this one-week academy, then emerged the network out of which the three-year New Alphabet School developed, coordinated by me together with Carolina Adler, my colleague whom I want to thank at this moment, and who will also continue during my pregnancy leave. The first thing we did was to form a jury and invite the Unlearning Place participants to come forward, whether they can host events in their respective countries or institutions, so that we could have the chance to study localized practices in and outside of Europe. This worked out extremely well, and I just want to quickly guide you through what came out of this. So in January, as I said, we'll be hosted by Raoul Gudipudi in Delhi, cooperating with Goethe Institute Delhi and the Common Room Foundation. Then we will be hosted by Mahmoud Al-Shair and Ibrahim Hanoun in Gaza City in April, or at least we will transmit the event there to a parallel event here in Berlin. That's also next chance to become a member of the Alphabet School by joining the workshops if you haven't been able to register for these ones next April. Then Gigi Agropoulou will host us in Athens in the space of Aid Collective that's instituting in September next year. And then in December we are in Havana, focusing on the practice of community building. And Tania Bruguera, who founded Insta, where we will be welcomed in December. We also have the honor to welcome her tonight here in the audience. And if you see her, you can talk to her. Then we will be in Dakar with Raw Material Company for Healing in February 21 already, in Rio de Janeiro. That's hosted by Regis Damaret, to then come back to Berlin for the last edition on commoning, hoping to bring together as many undercommons as possible from the previous field stations. So this process of planning the individual stations is now completed. However, you can still get involved. Anyone who registers for the workshops in time through our website and attends one of these editions becomes part of the New Alphabet School community and can pitch to the jury to contribute to the curation of the next editions. And if chosen, will be paid to do so and get travel support. If you're registered for tomorrow's workshops, you are now part of the school. And if not, it's unfortunately fully booked, and you have to wait till, I think, April. So today with our second, these are some impressions from the translating edition. It will look something like that tomorrow. Today with our second edition, we focus on the practice of situating. In the program leaflet, you can see the names of the workshop conveners and the outline of tomorrow's workshops. With the idea of situating, we are borrowing a term from the 1980s, from the text Situated Knowledges by feminist scholar Donna Haraway, originally trained as a biologist who at the time politicized the natural sciences with her idea that knowledge cannot claim universal validity when it's produced in abstract, clean laboratory settings, but it has to consider itself situated in the sense that it's always formulated from a specific position and place and time, from a historical and sociopolitical perspective, often from a position of privilege, and very often also with a hidden agenda behind it. This reframing of knowledge production as taking place in messy, entangled, often collective situations can be considered feminist because it focuses on the conditions of production and of the care work necessary to produce knowledge. To situate knowledge does mean to be critical of an enlightened universalism. That's also a partial position in disguise often enough, that of European imperialism. But it does not mean to become relativistic and to embrace an everything goes of endless partial viewpoints who then in their difference were again to form some kind of unity. On the contrary, the project of situating knowledges seeks out ways to find common ground by means of productive dissent in a situation of conflict, of asymmetries, and of opposed interests. Situated knowledge is not post-truth, but bases knowledge in engaged practices. How this plays out, you will be able to see tonight and in the workshops tomorrow. I want to give you one insight into what's happening tomorrow because I thought it was fascinating. Workshop one, Stretching, Stumbling, Scribbling, convened by CreaLab with Natalie Loveless, is a workshop on creating an atlas entry on situating, and participants of the workshop were asked to go through one of their closets and try to frame it as the basis for a research question. How could my wardrobe, bookshelf, my desk tell me something about my research position? That's a form of situating. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing more about that tomorrow. But now, with no further delay, I want to turn to tonight's guests. We are very lucky to be able to today welcome two practice-based theoreticians who both have a very special relationship to Donna Haraway, who introduced the notion of situated knowledge. Natalie Loveless, herself an advocate of research creation at the University of Alberta, Canada, is a former student of Haraway's, and in fact somebody who Haraway often quotes in her work, emphasizing the collective process in which the knowledge she's writing about emerges. And Karin Harasser translated Haraway's famous book, Staying with the Trouble, into Unruhig bleiben, Die Verwandtschaft der Arten im Stuhlozän, which was published with Campus Verlag last year in German, also available at the bookstore. Karin Harasser is a cultural theorist at Linz University in Austria, and both Natalie Loveless and Karin Harasser have their practices in the academic field, but do not act like traditional scholars at all. Just to name two examples for recent curatorial projects by Natalie Loveless, she recently completed New Maternalisms, a project bringing together feminist art practice, theory, and curation, and an interdisciplinary collaborative project on global vaccination called Immune Nations. She also co-initiated the multi-year curatorial project Speculative Energy Futures with Sheena Wilson, and I think that's still happening. Karin Harasser also developed numerous curatorial projects at the intersection of art, humanities, and science communication, often in cooperation with the artist Hanna Hurzig. Those were projects at NGBK Berlin, Kampnagel Hamburg, Tanzquartier Wien, and Mobile Academy Berlin. Also in this very space. She curated a program called Archive Suite for the opening days of the new alphabet in January, already with this beautiful curtain by Nobotic called Dancing the Molecular Ornament. And you can see all that Archive Suite on the HKW Mediathek site. However, I'm also extremely happy and proud to welcome two guests who work outside of academia completely, namely artist and activist Liliana Angulo Cortez, together with Juan Rodrigo Machado, the son of Themistocles Machado. And they will tell us about the research they did as part of a struggle around life and death in Colombia. They traveled all the way from Buenaventura and in order to present Juan Rodrigo's father's, Themistocles Machado's, activist work against land deprivation of Afro-Colombian people in the coastal area of Buenaventura. And the capitalist development imposed by the Colombian state has generated violence, usurpation, and displacement. In his defense of the land, Juan Rodrigo's father, Themistocles Machado, created an archive containing more than 90,000 documents of the community's judicial processes, aiming to prove their collective ownership of the territory. Last year, however, and I'm sure the pain for the son and the community is still very present, Themistocles Machado was murdered. Since then, a group of community leaders, including Juan Rodrigo, continued the struggle, safeguarding and preserving the knowledges of their communities. Why do we situate these three very different positions in one evening? And what's the practice through which they are related? Of course, both Liliana Angulo and Karen Harasa dedicate their work to Black and Indigenous communities in Latin America. One case is Colombia, one Bolivia. But what's more important today is the similarity between all three talks in the way they approach their research, in their method of practice-based research, situating knowledge in a very partial perspective. And I hope this will become quite clear during the evening. The presentation of Juan Rodrigo will be in Spanish. So if you have not retrieved headphones yet, you can go out and get some. You just have to leave an ID. I want to take a moment also to thank the interpreters in the cabins up there, Katharina Krause and Anna Hernans. And a big thank you to Claudia Peters and the technical team tonight who are managing the stage and the technical setup. After the three talks, we will have time for questions from you. And now, please welcome with me Liliana Angulo and Juan Rodrigo Machado.